ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टाप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। Thank you very much. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 2, entitled Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons. Text number 13.
Itite Bharatri Nirdesham आदाय शिरसादृतः तथा प्रजानां कदनं विदधु कदन प्रियः। इति ते भर्तृनिर्देशम् आधाय शिरसादृतः तथा प्रजानां कदनं विदधु कदन प्रियः। इति ते भर्तृनिर्देशम् आदाय शिरसादृतः तथा प्रजानां कदनं विदधु कदन प्रियः।
इति दस ते दे पार्त्रि ऑफ द मास्टर Nirdesham, the direction, Adaya, receiving, Shirasa, with the heads, Adritaha, respecting, Tatha, so also, Prajana, of all the citizens, Kadanam, persecution, Vidadhu, executed, Kadana Priyaha, who are expert in persecuting others. Translation. Thus, the demons, being fond of disastrous activities, took Hiranyakashipu's instructions on their heads with great respect and offered him obeisances. According to his directions, they engaged in envious activities directed against all living beings. Please repeat. Thus the demons, being fond of disastrous activities, took Hiranyakashipu's instructions on their heads with great respect and offered him obeisances. According to his directions, they engaged in envious activities directed against all living beings, purported by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The followers of demonic principles as described here are thoroughly envious of the general populace. In the present day, scientific advancement exemplifies such envy. The discovery of nuclear energy has been disastrous to people in general because demons all over the world are manufacturing nuclear weapons. The word kadana priyaha is very significant in this regard. The demoniac persons who want to kill the Vedic culture are extremely envious of the feeble citizens, and they act in such a way that ultimately their discoveries will be inauspicious for everyone. Jagato ahitaha. The 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita fully explains how the demons engage in sinful activities for the destruction of the populace. Mama jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshura unamilitangena tasmai shri gurave nama nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishthaya bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesham Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Iti te bhartri nirdesham Adaya shirasadritaha Tatha prajanam kadanam Vidadhu kadana priyaha. Thus the demons, being fond of disastrous activities, took Hiranyakashipu's instructions on their heads with great respect and offered him obeisances. According to his directions, they engaged in envious activities directed against all living beings. One of the purports of the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the whole chapter, is that the demons do not care for any authority. But interestingly, in this verse, iti te bhartri nirdesham, they own a master. They are accepting subservience role to a person, but who happens to be a demon. So it is not that they're lacking in certain culture, but what is the object of that culture? It is, Srila Prabhupada writes here, they are thoroughly envious of the general populace. So they are very inimical to everyone except the demon. So they have iti te bhartri nirdesham. They are very accepting of nirdesha, the order, the instruction of the master. To what end? for kadana priyaha, in persecuting others. This is, and not only are they accepting it, but adaya shirasa, they are taking it on their head. They are forever meditating on this instruction, again and again and again. How may I execute the order of my master, the demon Hiranyakashipu? This is something normally a disciple does to his spiritual master. He is forever meditating on the instruction given by his spiritual master and never forgetting it. So these demons, they have accepted the nirdesha, the instruction of Hiranyakashipu, and they've taken it on their head. And adrita, with great respect and honor, adar. So they're not negligent. They're very focused. They're very one-pointed attention on this instruction. So, tatha, in this way, in this particular mood, prajanam kadanam, they began their persecution of the citizens. That means they were unrelenting. They did not have any mercy. They had no, how you say, negligence of the execution of their duty. The duty being to persecute the innocent public. So kadana priyaha, Prabhupada writes, they're very, the activity of persecuting others is very dear to them. It's very close to their heart. So now Srila Prabhupada devotes the purport explaining that we have the equivalent of these people today, modern world. This is taking place many millions of years ago. But the same principle is being executed in the modern day. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the people who are dedicated to nuclear warfare, creating the weapons and even using them. These are not, one should not misunderstand and think that, well, they have to earn a living. You understand? They have to earn their wages so that they can maintain themselves. But the choice of their livelihood is always very evil, very demonic. So I want to read the 16th chapter. Actually, the 16th chapter is not very long. It's only 24 verses. But the verses that describe the demoniac starts from the fourth verse. And it only goes on for a few verses. So please hear what Bhagavad Gita has to say and what Srila Prabhupada has to say in the purports. Chapter 16, text 4. Dambo darpa bhimanascha krodha parushyam evacha ajnanam cha bijatasya partha sampadam asuri. Again, the word sampadam is a very noble quality, which is like possessing something. valuable. But the possession of the demon is pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Pritha. Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice purport here. In this verse, the royal road to hell is described. The demoniac want to make a show of religion and advancement in spiritual science, although they do not follow the principles. They are always arrogant or proud in possessing some type of education or some wealth, or so much wealth. They desire to be worshipped by others and demand respectability, although they do not command respect. Over trifles, they become very angry and speak harshly and not gently. They do not know what should be done, what should not be done. They do everything whimsically, according to their own desire, and they do not recognize any authority. These demoniac qualities are taken on by them from the beginning of their bodies in the wombs of their mothers. And as they grow, they manifest all these inauspicious qualities. Daivi sampad vimokshaya nibandaya suri mata ma sucha sampadam daivim abhijato si pandava. The transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, whereas the demoniac qualities make for bondage. Do not worry, O son of Pandu, for you are born with the divine qualities. Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha jana na vidur asura na saucham na pichacharu na satyam teshu vidyate. Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Krishna Balram, Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar, Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done, what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth is found in them. Srila Prabhupada makes an interesting note in the purport that the demons think that women should be given as much freedom as men. However, this has not improved the social condition of the world. Then he says, and therefore, marriage is practically now an imagination in human society. Because they do not follow the experience of great sages, rules and regulations laid down by the sages, the social condition of the demoniac people is very miserable. Asatyam apratishtam te jagat ahur anishwaram aparaspara sambhutam kim anyat kamahaitukam. They say that this world is unreal, with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. Etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmano alpabudaya prabhavanti ugra karmana kshayo jagat hitaha. This is where Srila Prabhupada quotes in the Bhagavatam purport. Following such conclusions, the demoniac who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. Kamam ashritya dushpuram thamba mana madanvitaha mohat grihit vasad grahan pravartante asuchi vrataha. Taking shelter of insatiable lust and absorbed in the conceit of pride and false prestige, the demoniac, thus illusioned, are always sworn to an unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. Chintam aparimeyam cha pralayantam upashritaha kama paboga parama etavaditi nishchita asha pasha shatair bhadha kama krodha parayana ihante kama bhogartham anyayenartha sanchayan. They believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable. Bound by a network of hundreds of thousands of desires and absorbed in lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. Aneka chitta vibhranta moha jala samavrita prasakta kama bogeshu patanti naraka sucho. Thus perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network of illusions, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. Atma sambhavita stabda dana mana madanvitaha yajante nama yagyeste dambe navidhi purvakam. Self-complacent and always impudent, deluded by wealth and false prestige, they sometimes proudly perform sacrifices in name only, without following any rules and regulations or regulations. So we find that we have to be very careful about mental speculative ideas, speculations that propose that everyone is equal. For a devotee, this is very dangerous, because a devotee is taught to give submissive oral reception to authorities. So if he thinks everyone is equal, he will give submissive oral reception to a demon also. That means you have to be able to distinguish between one and the other. And this is what this purport is trying to teach us, that the demon is dedicated to all that is inauspicious, to all that is wrong. Therefore, the devotee has to be very selective about who he hears from. Now, one may think that we're living in a particularly difficult time, but actually, it is the nature of this world. Since time immemorial, that there is a devotee and there is a demon. Simply, the devotee has to be very discriminating between persons who he should hear from and persons who he should avoid. Srila Rupa Goswami gives this direction that there are four kinds of behavior one should have with different living entities. The superior one should serve and hear from. The equal one should make friendly relationships. The innocent one should be very compassionate. And the envious one should avoid. So, what are the particular qualities of a demon is that he is defined by his envy of Krishna, of Vedic culture, of the Vaishnavas, of the cows, and the innocent public. This is his predisposition. This is a demon. A demon is not necessarily a person with horns coming out of his head or great fangs in his mouth. It is this behavior. It is his predisposition to act in a very envious fashion. So we see this the world over. Actually, a devotee sometimes becomes very bewildered. He thinks, well, they can't be bad. They can't be bad. They have laws of government. And there is justice. But we should consider this for a second. Take the laws of government. These laws are fashioned without recognition of the supremacy, the unique position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are atheistic in nature. The word that is used for them is called secular. So in a secular society, secular considerations, there is no special position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there is no recognition of yajna, performance of sacrifice. There is no recognition of the fact that those who cannot speak for themselves should be protected. The animals, the trees, and the voiceless majority. So these are just some kind of a facade, this facade of justice and laws. Just like it is described that Ravan's kingdom, Lanka, Sri Lanka, they had justice, they had their laws and administrators. But it was all demonic. So we find ourselves in a similar laws and governments whose whole intention is to inflict suffering on the innocent public. Jagata ahita. Something that is not to the welfare of the jagat, the general mass of people. And therefore we have a situation now where there are such dangerous weapons, such indiscriminate weapons, weapons that do not punish the evildoer but punish everybody. Destroy the planet, destroy the people, destroy the crops. But for a demon, these are no important considerations, so long as they have the weapon. And this is all done in the form and shape of a government, with laws, with protocols, with so-called security. So the devotee has to understand that in essence this is a very demonic society, demonic civilization. The question may be asked, why are we devoting any energy to understanding the demon? This canto is called Poshanam, nourishing the devotional creeper of the devotee. So how does this nourish our devotional creeper, knowledge of the demon and his activities? Because the devotee must learn to discriminate. He must be able to differentiate between a devotee and a non-devotee. Because the behavior of a devotee has to be different from the demon and from another devotee. And also because the devotee should be a preacher. He has to teach society. He has to enlighten society. He has to guide society in the right way. And part of education involves telling them what is right and what is wrong. Sri Upanishad explains that knowledge and ignorance has to be known side by side in order to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth. So here we are being given such great insight into the psychology of the demon. Bhartri Nirdesham, they accept the orders of a demon, orders that are prajanam kadanam, that are meant to persecute others. They take this very wholeheartedly, very enthusiastically. This is a demon. By whatever name he may go today. Many times, these demons, they look very respectable. They wear very respectable clothing. They have very respectable positions. But actually, they're not respect-worthy because they are jagata ahita. They mean ill for everybody else. So one should not be misled by appearances, by false... Srila Prabhupada explains that the first word was pride. The demon is very proud. And in the purport, Prabhupada explains, pride means he makes a false show of being a spiritualist. I'm a great spiritualist. Only a demon does a show. A real devotee does not make a show. Because he has pride, dambha. He is very much egotistical. The devotee always is giving direction to Krishna. The demon is always drawing attention to himself. So therein lies the big difference between a devotee and a demon. So this is a very interesting part of the purport. In the present day, scientific advancement exemplifies such envy. This is another dilemma for a devotee. So you marry and you have children. Now it's a child. He has to grow up. When he's 5 years old, what do you think? He needs education. Which education? We will send him to a place of scientific advancement. A place where he can advance himself. Get ahead. The best degree in the best college. And what we don't realize is we are making him become a student of a culture that is dedicated to envy. Now, it needs to be explained. In essence, all education, aside from making you an engineer, a doctor, an accountant, it instills within you envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Take for example what is called the hard sciences. In other words, these are not sentimental sciences. They're not subjective, they're objective. Physics, chemistry, biology. If we look at them, you cannot get a degree in them unless you accept the idea that there is no God. One, all these disciplines require you to accept evolution, the theory of evolution. And remember, you're a devotee who wants to give the best education to your child, and you're sending them to this place where he has to not only believe it, but he has to prove it in his thesis that yes, evolution is a fact. When it is not. In physics, you have to accept the idea that everything came from a Big Bang. So, although you become a doctor, an accountant, an engineer, you have this background of having been made an atheist. So when you come to the Hare Krishna temple and when you come to your mother and father who are devotees, you're thinking, well, it is not scientifically true, this path of Krishna consciousness. Because science taught me there is no God. That if you must believe in God, it is simply a faith. It is simply a belief. Your superstition. You want to believe it, good for you. Carry on believing. But this is not how Krishna consciousness is. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not only the source of the creation, he is also necessary in every function of this creation. Even down to our digestion is being made possible by Krishna personally. Our remembrance, our knowledge, our forgetfulness. These things are not taught in these secular, modern, scientific institutions. So a devotee has to be careful that in thinking of giving the best to your child, you do not make him a demon. There is a purport in the first canto. Prabhupada writes that in Kali Yuga, the demoniac propaganda is helped by those who were once upon a time brahmanas. Because they have the teja, the power of intelligence of a brahmana, but is misdirected to propagate atheism. So we have to be careful that in thinking for the best for my child, I do not make him a demon. And he will be a demon if you do send him to such an institution. What must you do? That's a topic for another time. Are there any questions or comments? Maharaj would like to add some. Prabhuji, kuch kehna chahte hain?
For this is a demoniac plan by an actual book, what to do, and he ordered his subordinates to the demoniac to do. He teaches that the real reason, this is an order. An actual book gave an order, and very respectfully, so yet top leader, king of demon, say something to demoniac. That is, subordinates of demon are very much respectful and respectful. Adaya Krishna Sita. that took the heart of Adha and Krishna, they have firm faith that this is nice. Similarly, they were talking about the Krishna, being Saint Krishna. Even they don't force to accept the theory, but sometimes the subordinate observance or follower, they are very accept this very nicely. And Katha, Prajanam, Padanam, Prajana, Padanam. And their goal to destroy people. Kadanam is inflict some type of misery, pain on the people in general. Kadanam. And why they first they accepted the order. And actually, with all due respect, and accepted, and they are also with a rule Kadana Priya. Kadana Priya means that they are also similar. They were the divine pleasure to give pain to other people. Kadana Priya means if someone is suffering, then demon derive pleasure out of it. A sensitive person, when he sees that some person is suffering, then the heart becomes very big and he also suffers. But the demon, Kadana Priya, Kadana Priya, if someone is suffering, then they derive pleasure out of it. So they are very clear in the space and the time and talk about. He was the enemy of animals. And when the animals were flopping out of pain, so he was deriving pleasure, happiness. So similarly, the demon, of course, neither is the one who destroys, give pleasure, pain to people in general. And the followers of demons, they are very much careful. And they do with all due respect because they have also the similar attitude. People should suffer. And once they suffer, they are. This was described, the demonic plan, and how the plan are executed by leaders and the
word of the Thank you for that. Are there any questions or comments? Yeah, I mean, like Maharaj was saying that the devotee is called a paradukaduki. He suffers to see the others suffering, whereas a demon is a paradukasuki. He is very blissful to find out how everyone is suffering. So, very different training, different disposition. So, thank you very much for your patience. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srila Prabhupada.